The Acorn Meditation, a Society for Shamanic Practice audio by Tom Cowan. Visit www.shamanicpractice.org to view the entire SSP audio collection.
I want to say welcome to all of you that are joining us today for this audio. And I'd like to start by telling you about an oak tree that grows very close to where I live here. I live here in New York's Hudson River Valley. And the oak tree sits at the edge of a what is now a forest preserve. And it's a bunch of acres of forested land that goes up and over a ridge or two and down to the Hudson River itself. And the white oak that I'm thinking of is estimated to be about 300 years old. Over 300 years old. And this is remarkable because there's no other tree in the whole area that is that old. Think of it. This oak tree was here back in colonial times. It went through the Revolution, the Civil War, the 20th century, and it's still growing. It's the kind of oak tree when you look at it from the bottom up and your eyes are going up the trunk, and you finally get to the first branches, you look at those first branches, and they are bigger around than many of the other trees in the whole area. This is an enormously large, long-lived oak. And one time when I was talking with it, I talked to trees, as I assume you do too, I just asked it, I said, how did you survive? No other tree in this area has survived 300 years. And the tree said quite simply, well, I unfolded. I let the life force flow through me, and I grew. I did exactly what I was created to do. I unfolded. And it was interesting to me that the oak used the term unfolded, because it reminded me of this well-known poem called Desiderata. It's a well-loved poem written by Max Ehrman back in the 1920s. And it's basically a poem that tells you how to live your life so that you're peaceful, you're calm, you handle the challenges of your life. And a couple lines near the end of this poem are pretty well known. I'd like to say them for you. It goes, you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it's clear to you, the universe is unfolding as it should. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it's clear to you, the universe is unfolding as it should. I like to think of those lines every now and then because it reminds me that if I'm a child of the universe and the universe is unfolding as it should, then I too am unfolding as I should. In other words, the life force that the white oak tree said, he just let that life force go through and let the tree develop. That same life force flows through us. And our shamanic practice teaches us that. It teaches us to become more aware of the life force and how we are one with the earth, trees, the stars, the whole universe, because everything has that life force flowing through it, keeping it alive, keeping it in existence, helping it to unfold in the way that it should. Everything has this divine energy. So the oak does, and the oak, I think, from the way it's been revered over the centuries by many different cultures, really does embody that power of the life force. It's often referred to as the monarch of trees. Back in Roman times, the oak tree was considered to be sacred to Jupiter, the head god. And the oak tree gets hit by lightning more often than other trees, which is kind of mysterious. But because that happens, people look at the oak as being able to attract energy out of the sky, to be able to pull down power and illumination and inspiration. And so the oak tree takes on this role of being a tree of wisdom, a carrier of wisdom. The Druids in old Celtic times used to teach and do ceremonies in a grove of oak trees. The oak was a sacred tree to the Druids. And in fact, Druids were known specifically for being men and women who carried oak wisdom. They were the carriers of the oak. They were wise in the oak. So what can we learn from the oak? How were the Druids wise because of their oak knowledge? I'd like to read to you what Caesar said about the Druids. This is Julius Caesar, who was fighting them, slaughtering them, but he admired them. And he said that the Druids have many discussions about the stars and their movements. They discuss the size of the universe. They discuss the size of the earth. They discuss the order of nature and the laws of nature. They discuss the strength and the powers of the immortal gods. And they hand down their lore to the next generation. So let's look to the oak tree for wisdom. Let's look to the oak tree for a way to let the life force unfold through us. And if we're wondering what role the oak played in Celtic thinking, we should think about an acorn. The Irish word for acorn is gearcan, D-E-A-R-C-A-N, gearcan. And there's another word with that D-A-R-C root, gearcach, which is an adjective. And the adjective means far-seeing or deep-seeing. And there's a verb with that same root, gearc, and it means to see, to observe, to watch, to consider, to behold. It isn't just everyday seeing. It's the kind of seeing you do when you are observing something, when you're contemplating something, when you're considering something deeply. It's kind of like the kind of seeing that we mean when we say, oh, I see. And what we really mean is, I understand. So Dirk, Dirkon, Dirkic, Dirkum, all of these Dirk words have some kind of association with the oak and seeing. And here's another remarkable word that comes out of the same complex of words. The word jerk can also mean an eye, the eye with which we see things. I don't know if you have oak trees where you live. I have more than enough, get more than enough acorns to rake up this time of year. But next time you're out with an oak tree, look for an acorn and take the cap off of it, if it's still on, and look at the very end of it. You'll be looking at an eye. It's a remarkable piece of nature to say that this little nut that the Celtic people said was an acorn is also an eye. And so it's the eye that sees far, that sees deep, that observes, that watches, that considers. The acorn is really an eye. And I hope you do next time you see an acorn. Take a look at it. You'll be amazed when you look down at the end of it to see that eye there. Well, what does the acorn see if the acorn is an eye? The acorn, when it's laying on the ground, is betwixt and between the oak tree that it fell from and the oak tree that will grow from it if it gets planted and begins to allow the life force to unfold through it. It's betwixt and between oaks. The acorn we could think of as an eye looking backward to all the oaks that came before, the oak it fell from, the acorn that oak grew from, that acorn fell from an oak that grew from an acorn that fell from an oak, and you keep going back and back and back, and you're back with the chicken and the egg, right? Which came first, the oak or the acorn? We may never know. But this little eye laying on the floor of the forest is also looking to the future. It carries all the wisdom and knowledge needed to produce another massive, maybe 300-year-old oak tree. So the life force flows through it and is contained right in it, just as the life force is flowing through us and is contained within us. And we can look back to our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents, and we can look at all the ancestors that we have behind us, and we can look forward to our descendants. Perhaps they are children of your own. Perhaps they are people that you have nurtured and supported. Perhaps they are people that you have taught and helped the life force flow through them. So we all have ancestors. We all have descendants. What I'd like to do is to tell you a little rhyme that came to me, again, while I was spending time with the oak trees. It goes like this. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. It's a simple little verse. It came to me sort of out of the blue, or it came to me from an acorn. And the idea behind this, as we say it, is to identify ourselves with the acorn, to identify ourselves with that kind of acorn wisdom that can look deeply and look far and observe and behold and watch and finally say, oh, I see, I understand. When you say this little chant, you acknowledge the life force within you. You acknowledge your own power. And in terms of our shamanic practice, we are always trying to deepen our ability to see far, to see beyond the physical, be able to see the invisible realms as much as the visible realms. This is our shamanic practice. And so I hope that this chant, I'm going to repeat it several times for you in the next few moments, and I hope it helps you put yourself into a kind of altered state. I'll repeat it for about 5 or 6 minutes. And yes, it will get boring, but it's boring like the drum beat is boring. We know from our shamanic practice that when we listen to something that is somewhat monotonous, it shifts our attention, it shifts our consciousness. And we can see and hear and understand things we can't do in our ordinary state of consciousness. So just sit back and take a few deep breaths, relax, and let me recite this poem. Let me repeat it over and over for about 5 or 6 minutes. And just let your consciousness be with that acorn, with any acorn that is betwixt and between all the oaks of the past and all the oaks of the future. See if you can merge a bit with the acorn and let the life force in you become more manifest. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I watch, I look, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. I sit amid the ancient flow. From oak I come, to oak I go. I look, I watch, I see, I know. I look, I watch, I see, I know. I look, I watch, I see, I know. From oak I come, to oak I go. So, I hope that didn't aggravate you too much. But it won't when you say it to yourself, and I'm hoping you will. There are several ways that you can use this little verse. I like to say it to myself a few times silently when my day gets too busy or too chaotic and I really need to calm down and kind of slow down and become aware of who I am and where I am. Saying this two or three times silently to myself or out loud if I can helps to calm me down. I also like to use it when I have to make a decision that's kind of a hard decision to make. I state my intention. I state the problem. I say to the oak and the acorn that I need insight. I need illumination. And then I'll sit and repeat the verse over and over and over and just watch, see what possibilities arise in terms of making the decision. What's the pros? What's the cons? Altering your consciousness like that and just listening deeply, looking deeply, seeing deeply, you may find it's easier to make your decision. Another way I use it is when I feel the need to be part of the natural world, when all the technology gets to be a little bit too much, and I'm starting to forget that I have a right to be here. I have a right to be here in this natural world, like the trees and the stars. I'll say the verse and repeat it a few times, or many times, so I feel connected to the world. And I also use it as I get ready to do work with my ancestors, as I find that repeating it over and over a few times really kind of sets me up to think about the ancestors and allowing them to flow through me, become part of the life force that is still here and that they still have in some other form, to let it flow into me. So that's about all I have to say right now, and I just want to say to you, again, thank you for joining us today. And please, if it appeals to you, use that verse, teach it to others, and be one with the oak, be one with the acorn, be one with all that is. So goodbye, and make your lives go well.